I wanted to start today's episode with a little behind the scenes because I know you love it when I share the little things that I'm doing on the back end to record my show and all the things. So today, as we speak, I am over the moon excited because one of the big things that came out of 2020 was my desire to kind of streamline everything in my business. And this actually included our home office. So I have an office. This is actually the first home we've ever owned where we have a dedicated home office. So if you're like, oh man, that sounds fantastic. Trust me, like this was a long process. This was definitely not the first home we ever bought that had it, but with having three kids and a dog and a cat and all the things, like it definitely helps if you have a space in your home where you can shut the door and be like, hey, I'm gonna be recording for a little bit. Don't mess with me, please. Please don't come bang on the door. Because I didn't have that. I didn't have that for a long time. But I have to say, I've been recording only since we've lived in this house. So I didn't know anything other than that, except I did. It was like I couldn't escape anywhere in our other homes. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you today is because on our desk, we had to purchase like an arm, or I don't even know what the whole contraption is. It's like it's a standing desk, and I'll share tons of pictures on social media of what this looks like. But we bought a standing desk that we actually had to drill a hole in the desk. I know it made me cringe because I love our writing desk so much, but it looks really awesome. It looks way better. The actual clamp mount wouldn't work. Trust me, it was a debacle. It was one of the big debacles of getting this desk actually here, but it wasn't supposed to come until February. So I'm just over the moon excited, but my husband didn't have a chance to install my boom arm. So here I am, and I do have an interface. So I have a USB interface on my desk that I have my microphones can be connected to, anyone's that have the XLR. And so y'all, okay, I'm just going to be honest. I have a microphone problem in my office right now. Hang on. I'm just going to glance around the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have, oh, nope, 7, 8, 9. Oh my gosh. I have more than I thought. I have 9 recording devices. Like it's either a microphone or my Tascam. I have 9 in my office because I do this. Like I have just become that person. Have you ever seen a photographer that has multiple cameras, multiple lenses, all the things? I have become that person and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm just telling you my dirty little secrets of podcasting. So I looked around the office and I said, oh, I have a handheld microphone that I can use and I will use this when I record with my Tascam because it picks up a better sound. And I have to be honest, I'm loving it because I'm literally standing here in my office at my standing desk and I'm holding a microphone. It's not situated in front of me. I don't have to worry about it going back and forth. I can actually stand here and pace and walk around my office while I talk to you, which is really cool. I have to admit, this is what I do. I don't know if when you talk on the phone to someone, if you're a pacer, but I typically will pace around the room. I will get on the phone with my mom and we usually talk for 30, 45 minutes and I will pace around my house and just kind of do stuff here and there whenever I'm talking to her. So having this freedom just feels very natural to me, but it's also kind of replicating what it feels like to be on a stage and I'm loving it. So even though we can't be in person at an actual event right now, I'm coming at you today with a message where I feel like I'm on stage talking to you and it feels really fun. So I know that was probably the longest intro we've ever had to an episode, but I wanted to share the behind the scenes because I know that you ask these questions anyway. So I thought I'd just share them with you. If you have any more, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. I'll be in the DMs answering your questions and showing you behind the scenes of what's going on here. But now, we have come to what we are to, like why we are here today. And that is to talk about Clubhouse. Everyone wants to know about Clubhouse, all the things about it, how podcasters are using it. What are your ideas? How, like, what is it even for? Why should you be on it? So we're going to cover all of that today. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, Think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we? So if you're like me and you feel like Clubhouse just kind of came on the scene overnight and you're like, where did this app even come from? Then, I mean, just know that you're in good company. I'm not going to sit here and give you a history of when it was founded and when it was started and how it was created, because I don't even know all those things. I'm just trying to figure out how I can use this. And I know that there are a lot of podcasters out there that have questions like, what is it? Should I be on it? How can we use it to actually engage with our people? So those are some of the things that we're going to share today, but I wanted to get started with the basics. So what is Clubhouse? So first and foremost, this is a platform. It's kind of weird. Like people are calling it a social media. I don't really know that it's social media because it's so different than everything else that we've seen, but it is an audio only platform that's really hot right now. Like as of me recording this, it is just taking off and it is still in beta mode. What does that mean? If you're not familiar with beta testing and software and how it should be rolled out, basically they're trying to get all the bugs out before they release it to millions of people. But also from a marketing standpoint, it's kind of testing the market. It's trying to see, is this something that's actually going to catch on? Can we get people who are already influencers in other spaces to hop on the train and start their rooms and be part of the clubhouse and all the things? And I have to say, they are doing this really well, especially in the online business space. So it is only available on iPhones. You cannot use it if you're an Android user, but I was listening to, and I've mentioned Stacey Tuschel recently on the Foot Traffic podcast. She did an episode. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. So crystalprofit.com/episode222. I want you to go check it out because she had some great suggestions and ideas for how you could use Clubhouse. But one of the things that she was saying is it is a great place to experiment. It is so good. And she had great ideas. I've seen her in action really try out some things. And so I recommend go listening to the episode that she did. But she was talking about, what you could do is if you don't have an iPhone that you're currently using, do you have a spare iPad or iPhone around the house? Do you have an iPhone that maybe you don't use anymore, you switch to a different device? Do you have something old, or could you borrow one from someone that doesn't have one? She was saying that she has one or two around her house that she lets her kids play with from time to time. So that's a way to get on the app and just play with it and experiment. But I keep hearing like from all these different people like, oh, it's going to be rolled out soon. It's going to be rolled out soon. But that's all I've heard. I haven't heard an exact timeline of when it will be rolled out. So Android users, I don't have an exact date for you, but I do hear that it's coming. I don't know anybody at Clubhouse. This is not like, I'm not saying, oh, the CEO told me. I don't know. I don't know when it's coming, but I just keep hearing it's coming. So I'm just passing along that message to you. But there are a few other things to note that it is invite only. And it was so funny because I was on the Buzzsprout podcast last week. And we were talking about Clubhouse and everything. And the three guys that I was chatting with, Albin, Kevin, and Travis, they were liking it to Facebook, right? Whenever Facebook first came out, you had to have an EDU email address. That was how they beta tested Facebook. And it's funny because I didn't think of Facebook as the first invite only. I thought of Pinterest, okay? So for those of y'all that have been on Pinterest for a while, you remember. I remember it was like 2010, around that time. I was at a baby shower. I remember that. It was my cousin's baby shower. And one of my other cousins, her sister, came up to me and was like, oh, you know, I got this great recipe on Pinterest. I was like, what? What is that? And she said, you're not on Pinterest? Let me send you an invite. And I thought, okay, what does that even mean? I wasn't sure. But that is kind of the same concept here. You have to get an invitation to join. Now, I think it's funny because things are moving so quickly. I've only been on the app for a few weeks. I got on late December. And I think that what you can do now is go and reserve the username that you'd like to use and then wait until someone sends you an invitation to join. So the way to do this is post on social media or email your friends and say, hey, do you have an invite to Clubhouse? Again, you have to be an iPhone user, but you ask your friends, and if they do, your phone number has to be programmed into their phone as a contact, or I guess it could just be in their phone, but I'm pretty sure it has to be programmed as a contact, and then they can send you an invitation. Now, the back end logistics of all that works, like I don't know all the things, but I just know you have to have an invite and it has to be through a mobile device. So those are just some of the things that I wanted to like tell you right up front, that this is what's going on. This is how the app works. But then I wanted to bring up something very important, because it is against the terms of service to record the rooms that are on the platform. So what does that mean? Well, this is, like I said, it's kind of hard to categorize it as a social media platform because it's so different than everything else. It's not like Twitter. It's not like Facebook. It's not like Instagram. It's not something that's even saving the data, the content that you are creating. It's gone. It is a real-time audio only place. And so what I have referred to it as is like the AOL chat rooms, right? Do y'all remember those? Like you hop into a chat room that is about something you're interested in, and then people automatically start asking like ASL, age, sex, location. Please tell me you remember this. And then you would put, you know, 18 female Texas. And I just, oh my gosh, yeah. AOL chat rooms totally take me back. I was not 18, by the way, whenever I did that. So red flag on the AOL privacy stuff. I was on AOL way too young. I don't even know how young I was, actually, now that I think about it. But moving on, it is the same. Like you're going in, you're having conversations with people, and it's in real time. The only difference is it is audio only. There's no text, there's no post, there's no feed. There are just rooms that you can search or you can hop in and out of and say, oh, that's the title. That sounds interesting. I'm going to go see what these people are doing. Are they my people? Okay, yeah, I might stay and hang out for a while. Or you're like, oh, I don't really care about this topic. I'm going to bounce. And then you leave. Which I love this feature. There is a button at the bottom, like when you're on the screen, it says leave quietly. I love that you can hit that button. So then like you kind of like, it's like tiptoeing out of the room, like slowly backing up. And you're like, I don't really want to be a part of this conversation. So I'm going to go. I'm going to put some screenshots of what this actually looks like for those of you that are like, I can't imagine what you're talking about, because it was really hard for me to understand and comprehend. So again, in the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode222, I'm going to put some screenshots in there for those of you that don't have access to this. That way, when you do, you can hit the ground running and you will know how the app works and all the things. So that is another thing I wanted to point out. You cannot record audio. It is against terms of service, because people are already asking me, as a podcaster, have you already thought about how you can repurpose and record and do all the things with this content? And my answer is no. No, I love this so much because it's gone. Like you have to be there in real time and then it is gone. I think of it almost like a local coffee meetup. So I live just like in the Houston area. So if I were to say, hey, we're going to meet at this coffee shop every Tuesday at 8 a.m. and we're going to talk about podcasting, be there, you know, and then we're just going to start talking. Now, I don't know how you have done local meetups, but it's not like I bring out a tape recorder and start recording. Okay, wait, don't introduce yourselves. Don't say anything. Let me press record. No, that's weird. I don't do that. And even streaming it live would be awkward because people kind of tense up and they may not be themselves whenever it's recorded. So I love the authenticity that it brings to the table, because people are just talking. People are being themselves. They don't have this persona to hide behind. They're just simply talking. So I love it. I hope that that never changes. But you know, I don't know anybody over there. I don't know what their big plans are. But right now, I'm loving the fact that it is not recorded. So let's talk about some of the definitions that are used on the platform, and then we're going to go into etiquette later. And then I also want to talk about the three ways to use it. So there are rooms, and then there are clubs. So whenever I think of a room, I think of that almost like something, like I said, like a local coffee meetup that is not recorded. It happens and then it goes away, right? So I have hosted a few rooms now. You can't go back and find those. They've already happened. They're in the past. It's kind of like a live event, you know, and it's not recorded. It doesn't live anywhere. Those are rooms. They happen at a certain time, certain place. You know, be there or be square, like you're not there and you can't see it or listen to it afterwards. Then a club is what I refer to, kind of like a Facebook group. So it's you saying, oh, I have a similar interest in that thing, so I want to be part of that club. So when the moderator or the host of that club goes live, I'm notified. So, and that's another thing, there's profiles and you can follow people, you can get a notification whenever they start a live or schedule a live. So there's a lot of things that you can go and explore on the app whenever you get on there. But I think it's important to just note that there is a difference between a room, which is, like I said, the AOL chat room kind of persona, and then a club is more like a Facebook group. Before we get further into today's episode, I actually wanted to share something really special with you. Did you know that we have a free Facebook community? Yeah, that's right. There's a place for you to go and collaborate and share and get feedback on your podcast. We do these fun things every Wednesday where we let you share your latest podcast episode. So if you're like, Crystal, I'm just getting started, well, this is the perfect place for you to come share your latest episode, get feedback on your content, and even ask people, hey, do you want to collaborate with me? So to find more about our free Facebook group, go to crystalprofit.com/podcast community. We would love to have you join us. Join in on the conversation. And we recently started offering podcast audits. Now, what are those? This is an opportunity for you to submit your podcast content, whether it's an audio file, a PDF of your transcript, or maybe your outline, or you just want someone to listen to your episode and give you a little feedback. We started offering those for free, no added expense, in our free Facebook group. These aren't offered anywhere else. You have to go join our Facebook group. So again, the URL is crystalprofit.com/podcast community. We would love to have you there, and I cannot wait to welcome you in with open arms. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. So now let's talk about three ways that podcasters can use Clubhouse. So I recently did a YouTube video about this. It's coming out very soon. And if you want to see kind of these stories explained that way, then you can go check it out if video is one of your things. But the first thing that I recommend is scheduling a room with a podcast guest to talk about a recent episode or an interview that you did, because this is a great opportunity for you and the guest to go deeper into the subject at hand. So if I were to do this, let's take Tasha. So Tasha Cochran from the Wealth Life Balance, she was recently on the podcast. And if I said, hey, Tasha, like, join me, let's go create a Clubhouse room, then, and let's talk, you know, deeper about your podcast experience, because she just launched her show. So we could set up a meeting, you know, set up a room, we would schedule it out, and we would, you know, it would notify our people whenever we went live, and then we would start a conversation. Now, the way that you can differentiate this is Tasha and I could just talk. We could be the only speakers in the room. So her and I are chatting, we're going deeper. And then towards the end of the conversation, let's say we had set a time limit of an hour, we would be chatting, talking for 30 minutes. And then we say, okay, we're done with, you know, our deeper dive into the conversation. Now we're going to open up the floor to questions. So what you would do, and again, I'm going to have examples and pictures on the website, But you could raise your hand. There's a little icon at the button and the at the button. There's a little icon button, icon slash button, whatever you want to call it. Okay. It's icon or it's a button. I don't even know. It's a raise hand emoji. That's what we're going to call it. At the bottom of the screen, you click on that and it notifies the moderators and the speakers that you want to come on the quote stage. That's what it's called, the stage. So whenever you go up there, and we're going to talk about etiquette in a little bit, but you want to make sure that you get up there and you mute yourself. You mute your microphone until you are called on and it's your turn. So that's the first way that I think it would be really cool for podcasters to use it. So you invite your guest or someone you recently interviewed on your podcast, have them on, y'all create a room together, go deeper into the discussion of what you talked about on your podcast, and then go to a Q&A. I think that would be really fun to, you know, engage with your audience that way, because you don't always get that with a podcast unless you have a Facebook group, unless you have another place that you can actually interact with your people. So the second way that you can use Clubhouse is you can collaborate with other people in your industry. So I recently did this with Heather Sager and Melanie Diane Howell. So shout out, these are my business besties. And Heather and Mel were like, hey, let's do a room on Clubhouse, because we'd been on there for a little bit, not very long, but we were trying to figure it out. And we were like, how hard is this to do? How should we do it? And, you know, what does this actually look like? So we scheduled a room. We did it at like a 2 p.m. Central time, because that worked out best for all of us. We're actually Heather's Pacific, Melanie is Eastern, and I'm Central time. So we had to find a time that worked best for us. And then because we all kind of skirt around the topic of, I say skirt around, that's not the right analogy. We all touch on the topic of public speaking in some form or fashion. Heather is a public speaking coach. I talk about podcasting, and Melanie does live video. So public speaking, or speaking in general, is a topic that we're like, yeah, that aligns with all of our audiences. And it's a topic we all feel really comfortable with. So that was what we talked about. And it was so much fun, because when the three of us went live together, it actually notified all three of our followings at once. And then Heather, she was so good about saying, hey, if you're liking what you're saying, then, you know, click the icon of the speakers that you want to follow. Make sure you go to their profile, click the follow notification, or the follow, and then the bell notification. See, I don't know all the terms. I'm just kind of, this is what it sounds right in my head. Okay. I don't know all the things, but it's what sounds right to me. And she did such a good job of making sure people knew this is what you have to do. I think that we often forget this. We have to tell people our calls to action. Like, what do we want them to do? And our purpose of showing up for this room was getting our names out there to our respective audiences and meeting new people, meeting potential customers, meeting potential listeners of our podcast, or showing up to our Facebook lives, or watching our YouTube videos, whatever it is for all of us individually. We knew that getting people to follow us on Clubhouse is just a key to continue to grow on the platform. So that's the third suggestion. Could you find someone in your industry, a peer, or even someone from your audience, maybe a client or previous student that you've worked with, and say, hey, let's start a room, and could you talk about your experience with us working together? And then we can take questions, because maybe you're about to enter a launch period and you're like, you know what? This could be a great way to get some new leads, and it's worth trying it out. And then the third way, and this is probably the most fun that I have really enjoyed doing, is starting a room to just engage with your audience and ask them to come on stage. So I have found that there's so much power in the title that you name your rooms. You don't just want to call it something very generic where anyone that's scrolling by would be like, oh, I don't know what that room's about. I'm not going in there. I have named rooms Podcasting in 2021. Creating Better Content, creating better podcast content in 2021. I'm actually doing one on Friday. So if you're listening to this in real time, I'd love for you to join us on Clubhouse on Friday at 2 p.m. Central. I'm actually bringing my friend Misty Phillip, who is part of Spark Media Ventures, and Ozeal DeBastos, who founded Pod Houston here in the Houston area. So they're actually my local podcast peeps, and we're going to do a Clubhouse room to just hang out and talk about strategies for getting your podcast started and launched in 2021. So I'm really excited about it, but I like the idea. So that was like another collaboration example, but I like the idea of starting a room to just engage with your audience, even if it's you, just you by yourself. And I know this could be really nerve-wracking, especially if you're brand new to the app. So I actually recommend starting with collaborations first. You'll have a bigger reach that way. You will have more people notified and pinged like, hey, you know, these people are starting a room, you should come and, you know, you should join in the conversation. But I also think it's important for you as a podcaster to experiment with starting a room on your own with just your audience, just to see what happens. So the way that I would do this is I publish podcast episodes every Tuesday or Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday. But if you publish a podcast episode every Tuesday, you could say, hey guys, on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central, I'm going to do a Clubhouse room and have a discussion roundtable about our podcast topic this week. So you could literally title the room whatever your podcast topic was, and then go deeper on the subject, engage with your audience, and even find new listeners. So that's what's really cool about it is, you know, in your Facebook group, whenever you create posts in there, you're just reaching the people that are in your group. But on Clubhouse, whenever you create these rooms, random people can just show up. Like maybe they type in the word podcast and my Clubhouse that's scheduled goes, you know, it's up in their feed and they're like, oh, that sounds interesting. I want to go to that. And then they make a note of it. You can actually add it to your calendar. And they show up live to hang out and chat with me because they've been wanting to start a podcast or this topic sounded interesting to them. So those are the three ways. So I'm going to say those again real fast. So one is schedule a room with a podcast guest and interact with the audience. You can go deeper in the subject that you already talked about. The second way is collaborating with a few industry peers to get y'all's following up. Like y'all can grow y'all's following together. I think this is a fantastic way to network with other people too, especially in a time where we can't all really gather in person just quite yet. And then the third way is just starting a room to talk about your podcast topic and field questions from your audience. This also gives you an opportunity to meet future or potential podcast listeners. Now, I told you that we would talk about etiquette, so I'm going to run through these really fast because they may or may not make sense depending on your experience with the app, but I did want to go ahead and tell these to you. So like I said, whenever you get on the app, if you're not already there, then you can hit the ground running. So etiquette number one, when you're up on stage, mute yourself. And I mentioned this briefly earlier, but it's important to note again, you want to mute yourself. People don't want to hear your dogs and your kids and your aunt, like all the things going on. If you have a lot of noise in your house and then all of a sudden you're brought on stage, you can mute yourself and get somewhere where it's a little bit quieter real fast. You know, go shut yourself in a closet, go lock yourself in your office, wherever that is. But make sure it's a quiet environment where people can actually hear what you're contributing to the conversation. So that's the first tip. The second one is raise your hand to get on the stage. And then when you do, you get asked to come up there. Keep your questions short and to the point. Now, here's where I'll tell you some of my experience. People like to talk on this app, right? It's why they're there. Some people are probably there to listen, but a lot of people that raise their hand, they really like to talk. And I have listened to people that will cut people off because they're just talking and talking and talking and being self-promotional and not actually getting to the question. And I can tell you right now that this is something that won't be tolerated for very long because as a moderator of the room, you can actually like shove people back down to the audience. So it's almost like you're taking their microphone away. You're ripping it out of their hand and saying, okay, you're done. You've taken too long. So as a good form of etiquette, I would just be very short to the point. If you are someone that's getting asked to come up on stage, just contribute well thought out ideas to the conversation and be vulnerable. It is a little scary the first time you do it, but it's just like ripping off a Band-Aid. Once you've done it, you're like, okay, that's not so bad. So again, if you want to try this out, we're doing a Clubhouse room on Friday at 2 p.m. Central. So you can come test out the waters with us and not worry about looking dumb or anything like that, because there it's a judgment-free zone. Okay, a judgment-free zone. So that's the second one. The third tip on etiquette is don't talk over people. I see this happening a lot, and this is something that's just a pet peeve of mine. I hate interruptions. And it's not even really for me. Like if I'm talking to someone and they interrupt me, I'm actually more forgiving that way. It's me as a mom. It drives me bananas when my children interrupt someone else. So we're working with all of our children to not do this. Like they're interrupting their brothers. They're, you know, my husband and I are talking. Seth and I are in the middle of a conversation and they come and they interrupt us. Like it is just a pet peeve of mine. So please don't talk over people. If someone is answering your question or talking to you, like just be, treat others as you want to be treated, right? It's just the golden rule. So that's the third tip. The fourth tip is called resetting the room. I had no idea what this meant. And I've heard people say, okay, so we're going to reset the room. And I was like, what does that even mean? And so what it is, like I said earlier, if you have a set time limit and you're there for an hour, let's say, every 15 to 20 minutes, it's a good idea to reset the room. And what that simply means is people are probably still going in and out. Remember we talked about the chat rooms and then the different parties where people like pop in and then they leave? Well, that's going to happen whenever you're on the app, especially whenever you first start a room. Maybe not everyone was notified, or maybe they were like, oh crap, I forgot about that. That's right now. Let me finish up what I'm working on, and then I'm really going to dive into the conversation. So they may not be there as soon as you start. So every 15 to 20 minutes, it's a good idea to say, hey, we're going to reset the room real fast and let you know this is why we're here today. These are the people that we're talking to, or, you know, we're going to cover this topic for 15 to 30 minutes, and then we're going to go into a Q&A at the end, whatever the format of your room looks like. But it is important to do that from time to time. And then the last etiquette tip that I have is this is really just for you. As the creator, the host of the room, you want to pick a time limit for yourself and stick to it. Otherwise, your room could potentially go on forever. And when I say that, I am not exaggerating. I have seen rooms that started 36 hours before and people are continuously on there. They are contributing, they're talking, and I'm just like, what are these people doing? What are they doing to be on there for that long? I do not want to be there for that long. So the day that Heather and Melanie, like we did our room together, we were there for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. I thought we would be there for an hour. We'd kind of chat and answer some questions, but it just kept going on because people kept joining the room and people kept like, it was like new people. It was like you had waves of people entering the room and we felt like, hey, we're here. And we had set aside time to do this. But then it got to the point where like I was muting myself and the kids were knocking on the door like, mommy, we're hungry. It's dinner time. Like, do you know what we're having for dinner? Like my husband wasn't home yet. And I was like trying to manage the things. And it was just kind of chaotic. So that's a rule that I have set for myself is I have a time limit, whether it's an hour and a half, how long it works for you. But I do recommend that you do set those limits because boundaries are so important. Whew, y'all, I feel like this app, software, social media platform, whatever you want to call it, I feel like Clubhouse is going to be around because it's a lot of fun. I've had people saying, is it going to replace podcasting? No, because it's totally different. It's totally different. It's not there. Like, it's just there and then it's gone. It's almost like that flash in the pan effect because it's not recorded anywhere. And honestly, I hope that they never record it simply because it's kind of important that you show up. It's kind of like a live event. Before everybody started recording them, you had to go. You had to be there. You had to be on time and you actually had to show up whenever you're supposed to in order to get the most out of the event. So those are my thoughts about it. You may think differently. You may think that's a great idea. You may say, no, I want it recorded, but I would love to actually start this conversation with you. So make sure that you're a part of our Facebook group. There's going to be a link in the show notes. So again, crystalprofit.com/episode222. Come join us in the Profit Podcast online community. There is a fantastic conversation constantly going on with new podcasters, seasoned podcasters, and people just trying to figure out their podcast. And I feel like we have created a safe community where you can share your ideas, you can share your logos, your content material, and say, hey, you know, can I get a little feedback on this? And then, of course, every Wednesday, we let you plug your podcast episodes. So if you are trying to grow your podcast audience, come join us just to share your podcast episodes and see if you can get some more listeners. But that's all I have for you today. So again, crystalprofit.com/episode222. And if this is your first time tuning in, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave us a rating and a review. That helps us push this podcast out in front of more people. And if you haven't already, make sure you check out our brand new toolkit. This is the Potty People Toolkit. And it is so awesome. It has so many great things to get your podcast up and running and launched in 2021. So you'll find more about it in the show notes. Again, crystalprofit.com/episode222. But that's all I have for you today. So remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.